We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. Yo. Doom scroll, baby.
All right. Well, this whole thing in Uvalde, trying to get to the bottom of what happened. They've been having all these town hall meetings. They were trying to get that police captain fired, basically. I don't know if you watched any of that stuff. He was trying to request time off, and there's all this stuff. Did you watch that snow gun?
I saw that.
It was amazing. That was like a citizen, just like a mother who lived there or whatever, and said, look, we're not on the council, and the rules have already been amended 2 years ago, and we'd have to wait this long. But what you can do is basically not grant him his leave. And if you don't grant him his leave, then he won't be showing up.
Well, he has three times to miss.
Right. And then, because he'd already missed twice, right?
Right.
And they said, so if he misses again, then he could lose his job. Like, this is what they were trying to do to get this guy ousted. Meanwhile,
right,
you've got other people in Texas who are in charge of this investigation saying this was a complete and utter failure by the police.
State and local officials in Texas are suing the state's Department of Public Safety over access to records involving the response to the mass shooting out of Uvalde.
There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre.
There's just so many bad things that seem to come out every couple of days.
Did you see the cop whose wife was inside?
Yes.
And they took his gun?
He tried to go in to help, and they took his gun from him?
And told him to go away?
I mean, I don't want to be like the internet, as we discussed earlier, and, you know, get angry when I don't have all the information.
Right.
But every time we get more information, it's just bad. It's just bad information. And then you wonder how many times something, you know, not exactly like this, but something similar has happened where there's been an attempted cover-up. And what goes into, and I'm not saying that necessarily there's a cover-up going on here, but boy, it sure looks like it.
Sure, make it seem like it.
And you just wonder in the past, before the internet, before social media, before you just went home and you got on Reddit and you saw the top video of the day was a city council meeting from, you know, however many hundreds of miles away, that it was possible. Because I see these allegations, people saying, yeah, what they used to do is they would say, well, this person has an agenda and they're a liberal whatever, and this person hates police officers, and they're all, I mean, we know that according to that mother who did the first interview, she said that the cops tried to violate her probation.
Right.
If you talk to the press, well, violate
your
probation. What is going on? That's the kind of thing that you see when you're watching a movie and it's happening in another country and you go, yeah, you know, that happens in China. You got no freedom over there. The police, you don't want to mess with them because, you know, they'll violate your probation. They'll say you did something wrong when you didn't. It looks like it happens here. And this Uvalde thing, the images that they released on Monday or Tuesday, whatever day that was, from inside the school, just every time I see the breakdown, this is how long it took the cops to get there. It was like 3 or 4 minutes. That's a pretty good response time. And then how long it took them from the time they got there to the time they actually went to go get the shooter. It's unbelievable to me, and I don't know what they're trained to do, but we saw that interview that one cop did, you know, for all the national outlets saying, no, this is the opposite. We are trained and we train to go find the shooter and engage them and try and take them out. The idea that these cops say, look, we need rifles because all we've got is handguns and he's got a rifle. I'm thinking like, yeah, but there's a bunch of you in the – there's kids. Like, I don't know. Okay, but then it's like we need more equipment. Okay. Then they said we were waiting on a key, but we find out that they weren't actually waiting on a key and that the door to the classroom wasn't locked and that maybe they'd never even checked to see if the classroom was locked. That teacher who said that he saw the kids go up to the window like, hey, police, over here, we're in here, and they just walked by.
Right.
Again, I don't know that that's exactly what happened. This is one person's account, but God, man, every day it's just more and more and more stuff about the situation. And I don't know how you how you paint this as a positive or try and get out of this if you're the police.
Well, they're going to try.
They're trying. They're right. really trying, but luckily...
What they're hoping is that it just goes away.
Yes, and that the attention will start to
wane. Forget about it, and yeah. I hate to say it, that something else bad happens.
Yep. Yeah, so that the media will just kind of stop following this. We'll stop posting these videos of their town halls, and just like we did with every other shooting.
Right? And every other... Exactly.
And it just goes away eventually. And yes, for those people who were there who were affected by it personally, who lost family members, it never goes away.
The rest
was... They were trying to get our attention who knows how many times, and they couldn't. Hopefully this time they keep the cameras pointed at them and figure out what was going on. Speaking of... I don't know. I don't know exactly what's going on, Lazo. You're the football fan. I was going to say that there's some drama going on here, but Goodell, I keep seeing the stuff about how he's facing pressure because of the stuff about the Washington Generals and how he handled all these allegations, what was going on within the organization. Now, there were allegations made about several organizations, right? And there have been a couple of different people who've made allegations. The NFL seems like they're pretty good at dealing with stuff like this and covering stuff up in the past, or at least... allegedly. When I keep seeing Roger Goodell's face and they keep saying like, yeah, we need answers. We need to know what was happening here. This is one of those stories where when we first saw those text messages that got released because
of Gruden.
Belichick, right, was, well, yes, and then Gruden came out and said something as well after he got fired.
Are you talking about
both?
Belichick was the Miami thing.
Right, exactly.
And, but Gruden was caught up in those emails in Washington.
Right.
Now, Gruden suing Washington.
Right.
And the NFL saying, why am I... Is it only my emails that have been released?
Which I think was
a legitimate point.
Question. Right. Like, why was it him? And it looked an awful lot to the general public like, oops, well, they saw this or this word got out somehow. So now we have to punish you. Isn't that what it seemed like? And then it disappeared for a while. And now it's kind of making a comeback. These different allegations of all kinds of things going on behind closed doors in the NFL.
The NFL commissioner is facing tough questions after a hearing in Congress today over how the league is handling the investigation into the alleged toxic culture of the Washington Commanders. Today, a member of the House committee said the team's owner, Daniel Snyder, conducted a, quote, shadow investigation to bury the findings of an official internal investigation.
I mean, there's a lot, I'm sure, that needs to be addressed. I'm sure he has to do all kinds of things like this on a regular basis. When you've got three or four, though, in an off season that come up, three or four high-profile ones like this, and I don't know what kind of changes they make permanently. There was the stuff from the cheerleaders, you know, talking about what it's like to be a cheerleader, and those allegations seem pretty believable, the Rooney Rule, all these things. What Goodell has going for him is that almost everybody loves football. Yeah. Almost everybody, right?
Of course they do.
I mean, that's really... He can use that to his benefit. With the police, you had a segment of the United States that was already angry at the police. That still hadn't really gotten over the summer of 2020. Was that when the protests were, right?
Right.
And so I think you saw a lot of people with the Uvalde thing saying, look, this is what we were telling you. You know, police can be crooked and they're not all great. And this Blue Lives Matter, this blind loyalty. With football, what Goodell has going for him is that no one likes these allegations.
Football has people who should hate it, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Like
That's
a
exactly
group of
it.
Women... who are anti-violence, right? Anti-white cis males, right? Anti-domestic violence, right? Which we all should be. But I will give you nothing. I will support nothing, right? We'll be at every stadium this year cheering on teams that have turned a blind eye to that kind of stuff.
Yes. We want it to
and,
be fixed.
Right. So it's like, I see you. I know you. I know in the off season you're real loud and vocal. When your wide receiver does something and he plays for your Cleveland team, you're still out there on Sunday. I'm not saying you shouldn't be, right? I don't care. You can be a hypocrite all you want. But that's what the NFL knows. They know you're not going anywhere.
Yes.
And they've already proven it.
This investigation.
They know they got men.
Right. Oh,
they got
course.
Us. And then like they're like, we got the women too.
Most of them.
Yep. We got them too.
Yep. And that Washington Post investigation that sparked the whole Washington Generals thing, they found those allegations of sexual harassment spanning from like 2006 to 2019. When I see stuff like that, again, there's just so many things that were going on at once with the texting with Belichick, with the allegations that, hey, you know, why were you reading my emails?
Right.
Because the Gruden thing was. And I mean, we don't have to go into the details of that now, but that whole thing was curious, to say the least. I'm not defending Gruden or the allegations against him. I'm not saying that they weren't true. I just thought it was odd.
He
was the only one. Like, we're going to go through here, look at this stuff. And I saw Republicans during this testimony saying, like, hey, you know, we don't think that Congress should be investigating a private business like this anyway. And I thought, well, doesn't that happen, though? Isn't that what a lot of these, if you go back throughout time, but maybe not. You think of all the high-profile investigations. I guess a lot of them are looking into organized crime and stuff like that. But I feel like they've investigated. We bring Mark Zuckerberg up and talk to him, but that's like allegations, I guess, about fair business practices and things. I don't know. Has there not been an investigation or some sort of a questioning, at least, about allegations of a toxic work environment?
Of course.
Seems like there have been. So it seems like a weird thing to say we shouldn't be doing this.
I bet you there's 72 million sexual harassment cases going on in trial right now.
Right. I'm saying for Congress to bring that to them and for them
Congress.
To ask. Yeah,
because that's what the government.
The Republicans were saying, like, hey, we shouldn't be doing these investigations or shouldn't be having these hearings. We're looking into a private business. And I thought, I think that's part of what you do. Because it's kind of how this whole thing works. We have a government for when business fails us, right? If you make a complaint to your CEO and say, hey, there's sexual harassment going on in this workplace and you feel like the CEO is ignoring you, then I feel like that's a time that you can make those accusations to, I don't know, the attorney general or whoever it is. And maybe I'm wrong. Because really, when they said that, I was trying to think about it. It's like, I think that's normal, but I could absolutely be wrong. American scientist, I don't know if you knew about this, Lazo. He is a nuclear scientist, like a weapons scientist. He's been in the Ukraine. He was captured, and the United States has been trying to get this guy out. And this is an example. We talk about the Brittany Griner thing. They were trying to keep this guy low profile so that, you know, I guess the Russians weren't looking for him to try and take him back to Moscow and make him a higher price target than he already was. But the Americans successfully rescued this guy, and he's okay, and he's already doing interviews.
This morning, new details of that daring rescue operation of an American nuclear scientist from Ukraine. You can see John Spohr here in white as he's rescued just outside Mariupol. The team, led by American nonprofit group Project Dynamo, working with local Ukrainian security. Spohr had been living in Mariupol for several years before the Russians invaded. And as Putin's forces laid siege to the city, Spohr went into hiding. He says that Russian-backed Chechen fighters ransacked his home.
They were hunting me. They wanted to find me. And they wanted to get the information that I have in my head.
Yeah, that's one of those things. Like, if someone says, you know, if you got kids and someone's asking at school, like, where's your dad? Like, oh, he's a nuclear scientist. He's credited with coming up with a bunch of sensitive technology that's found in dozens of laser-guided weapon systems used across U.S. military. You'd go, okay, yeah, seriously, though, where's your dad? He just doesn't show up anymore?
Right.
But they got him. I don't know how they got him out of there, but they got him. And that's another thing, too. I've seen plenty of stories about what's going on in Ukraine, but the idea of being in your home and suddenly Russian-backed Chechens are coming looking
Russian
for you.
Russian-backed Chechens.
I don't want Russian-backed Chechens coming to look for me. Who was looking for Doc in Back to the Future? That was somebody different, wasn't it?
Syrians?
Was that who it was? Was it the Syrians? Just the idea, like, you're
Russian
in your home.
Chechens.
That sounds bad.
The Chechens are coming for
they
you.
They ransacked your
and
home?
And that's bad.
Really
like,
bad.
I don't want the Chechens, but they're like, no, these are Russian-backed Chechens.
The Libyans, that's who it was, yeah. The Russian-backed Chechen sounds quite ominous. And when they said that they ransacked his home.
Also a good name for a band.
It is. It's not bad. Well, wasn't there a band called, I don't know how they found me, but they did or something like that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's
I think that's isn't that from Back to the Future, too? Right? I don't know how they found me, Marty. They found me. I don't know how, but they found me. Something. I'm close, I think. Lazo, you were just talking about shark attacks the other day, and I saw that there was a shark attack in California. Exactly what you were talking about. It looks to me like this surfer was on his surfboard paddling go out, and Lazo had just explained to me that, who was it that told you this, like a surf instructor?
Yeah, surf instructor.
That when you get on your surfboard and you're paddling, when the shark's looking up,
you look like a big turtle.
Look like a turtle.
So it doesn't really want to eat a person. It sees the board, and it sees two legs, two arms, and it sees this big thing paddling, and it thinks, oh, look at that, that's a giant turtle, I'll eat it. That's why when you find out, like, if a shark comes in, like, you'll be like, oh, it bit his leg and then left, right? Like, took his leg with him and left. It's because it realized it wasn't a turtle. It doesn't really want to eat you.
Yeah, gross.
Yeah, it's great. These discoveries. Like, do they have conversations with the sharks, you know? Like, it just, they seem really sure of it for not having
Well, I'm sure they do have conversations with the sharks. I don't know how else they'd know. They're like, hey, we'd just like to ask you a few questions. Yeah, why did you attack Carl?
He's like, I thought it was a turtle.
Think it's a turtle.
Yeah, thought he was a turtle. I mean, just look at it and like, you know what? That makes a lot of sense. We got to start telling people about this. We got to warn them. This guy.
Well, I think maybe they just do a study and they find out that they eat a lot of turtles.
Yeah, and they're like, you know what? You look
and
like
then
a
they're
turtle.
Like, oh, that looks like turtles. And then, but what do they do with the turtles? What do they do with the people? They probably, you know, put all this information together in some sort of giant study. And they say, you know, hey. Try not to make yourself look like a turtle.
Well, this happened.
I mean,
roll
I,
out like
I
this under, with your legs straight.
I right. understand why that would be true. I just feel like we're putting words in sharks' mouths.
I suppose it probably is a theory. It's a hypothesis, but it sounds like a pretty good one to me. This happened in Pacific Grove, and this guy, last I checked, he was in critical condition, but they said that he's still alive. The people that found him, that saw him bleeding there, happened to be a police officer and a nurse. And the police officer knew how to do tourniquets and was getting people to help him with the tourniquets. And obviously the nurse was there to help give him some medical care until the ambulance arrived.
We're getting a report that somebody got attacked by a shark. They're still in the water, and there are about four people in the water trying to get to them.
Officers responding to the report of a shark attack at Lovers Point Beach in Pacific Grove, California. The victim swimming about 150 yards offshore when the attack happened.
We could hear someone calling for help, 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 and then splashing the water.
Oh, I saw they interviewed
150 yards is pretty far out.
And they interviewed another surfer, you know, exactly what you'd imagine, a California surfer guy, probably in his 40s, but looks sort of like he's 25, great shape, sure. Great tan, long hair. And he's just, like, man, I looked
like
out
me.
There. Yeah, just like you, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, when I looked, I heard the screams, and then I saw the blood. And the blood was like, and he starts doing this with his hands, like, it was like a table, or I guess like a car. It was like a car. Yeah, like a car size of blood. And I was like, dude, there's no way. If I saw that, if someone was screaming and I saw that much blood right there,
blood.
I'm vomiting. And then they got to get me out of the water, too, because right. I just had a panic attack.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill
the order of hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
We're going to doom scroll some more?
We are doom scrolling some more, my Good. Man. Remember the
Sucking
guy?
Sucking on a chili dog.
Sucking on chili dog.
Sucking on a chili dog.
Sucking on a chili dog.
What? That's my favorite
what was
song.
That? It was
that
just
guy.
A guy
it was
on
Jack
YouTube
and Diane.
Right,
yeah,
but he just did Sucking on a Chili Dog
over
the whole time,
and
right? Sucking on a chili dog. Yeah. Sucking on a chili dog. Well, you know what?
My favorite.
When
man.
He did that, everyone else should have just given up. It's mm-hmm. over. It's done. Quit trying to entertain people if they want to be entertained.
Sucking on a chili dog.
That exists.
2 years ago, and I'm still chili. Driving in my car for no reason. I'm like, sucking on a chili dog. Sucking
it's
on a chili dog.
It's going to be in my head now for at least a month, especially if you don't stop singing it. Remember the guy who left his kid in the car? We were just talking about this because this happened to somebody else this week. A woman left her kid in the car, and he died of heat exhaustion in Houston. But the guy in Georgia who left his kid in the car and... they said, you did this on purpose, and he went to court, and they mm-hmm. found him guilty, and they said, you were cheating on your wife. That I don't know how much of that you've...
What does that have to do with anything?
That's what I wanted to know. They're like, yeah, he was cheating. He wanted out of relationship. Look at these,
throw it out there.
Look
like,
at
who
these
cares?
Emails.
He's a bad dad.
Right.
I mean, he kills his kid.
Right. That's kind of how I felt about it. But, you know, I was like, well, I guess they must have had some other stuff. He's Googling, like, how long can you survive in a car? I don't know. But
seems
most
so...
of it...
1910s.
I know. It was all about, like, yeah, he's cheating. And it's weird, too, because judges will arbitrarily say... No, you cannot talk about this person's character outside. I was just watching something yesterday. This guy had been accused of raping people two different times, or not accused, convicted two different times before. And like, don't tell the jury that he's already been convicted of this because it could, you know.
Sure.
Possibly
influence them.
Bias their opinion here. Influence them when they're trying to decide whether or not he's guilty of raping this person. It's like, how could that? That seems relevant. I understand when things are not relevant, and you say, like, hey, you know what? That guy never paid
well, just
his
Rent-A-Center
stuff off.
Well, last week didn't mean I raped someone this week, bruh.
Right. Well, I guess. I mean, that's what some of these judges would say. Well, so the guy in Georgia, that a lot
sucking
of
on a chili dog.
This guy in Georgia was sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. He's sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Goes to the Supreme Court, and what do you think they said?
Sucking on a chili dog.
Georgia Supreme Court sucking on a chili dog.
From day one, we've maintained that Ross was innocent and that the strategy of painting Ross to be a philanderer or someone that was unfaithful to his wife had nothing to do with the love that he had for Cooper.
Attorney Carlos Rodriguez is still reading the opinion from the Georgia Supreme Court overturning Ross Harris's murder conviction.
The Supreme Court points out that you remove all of that and the state's case wasn't even particularly strong.
He was, so Ross Harris was found guilty of murdering his 22-month-old son, Cooper Harris, in 2016. Left his son in the backseat of his car outside of his office for hours in 2014, leading to the child's death from hyperthermia. We cried a lot. Hypo is cold. Hyper is hot, okay. I think, right? Is that right? Hypo, cold,
that's
hyper.
Correct.
Okay.
Hypertension.
I swear, though, when they did the Dateline on this years ago.
Hypospastic.
Hyper chili dog.
Okay.
I swear that they said that he had looked up how long does it take before someone dies from heat exhaustion. Remember that was a big thing?
I think so.
They kept telling us that on the news. Like, yeah, he'd researched how long you can be in a car. And I was like, well, that seems pretty damning. Yeah. Although, if they said, like, he looked it up 6 years earlier after it had just been this big national news story when it happened to somebody else and he Googled it, I don't know how that stuff works. I'm sure they could find something right. in your search history and you go, I do not recall searching that at all. And they go, yeah, oh, no.
They could absolutely come to this computer and be like, he searched. How long does it take? Because we talked about it.
Of course. Exactly. So I don't
they're
know.
They're like, damn.
I don't remember the details about how long ago that was. But I do understand the Supreme Court of Georgia saying, why did you talk about him not wanting to be with his wife? Like, that part seems – but, again, I could see the flip side of that, too, where they say, well, he wanted out of this life. The prosecution was trying to tell the story. This is what they believe. It's always been weird to me,
just
too,
because I hate my wife doesn't mean I hate my kids. Stop yep. with that nonsense. That's too big of a bridge to build.
I tend to agree, but they
and
do
by
all
the way,
the time.
Same way. On the other side, well, she was cheating on him, so she probably killed him for the insurance money. Well, stop that. That doesn't mean that. Just because she was cheating on him doesn't mean she killed her husband.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, there have been instances, depends. Like the guy in Colorado.
There are instances right, where it happens, but I don't think that's where we just go with it.
No, I agree.
Like, oh, this guy's kid died, and he was cheating on his wife. Like, we don't need to talk about that.
But what they do is the prosecution will say, this is our theory. We believe that he was unhappy in his marriage, wanted out, and he didn't want to have to fight for custody. It becomes this whole big thing. He's like, yeah, but again, this isn't based on necessarily evidence. You've now said this is what you believe. It's like whenever you watch a crime show, and at the end they don't actually know what happens, so they say prosecutors believe. And I'm like, you mean that's the story that they told the jury, because they're allowed to do that. And they don't say even in trial, we believe. They say, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, let
By
me tell you
way,
what happened here.
Men and women, if you are in a relationship that you don't want to be in, and you have a kid with that awful, horrible person, and you don't want to be a parent anymore, you don't have to kill anybody. There are other ways out of it.
Dude, tell me about it. This happens all the time.
You can
I'm
just
like, what
leave
you
your
doing?
Wife
just
or your husband and just be like, go.
Right.
And then if they say, like, you're like, I don't want the kid, and if by for some reason the mom says, well, I don't want the kid either, I don't know, give it up for adoption.
Right.
There's a million different ways to go about it.
What happened to stepping out for a pack of smokes?
Right, just disappear. I was watching Canadian Dateline last night because I'm out of
got
all the
American
ones.
Got a wife and kid in Baltimore, Jack? Nobody listens to Springsteen anymore?
Right.
Just Jesus
leave.
Christ, he told you how to do it.
Just go.
Took a wrong turn.
I saw a woman.
Never came back.
I saw a woman. She brought.
Sucking
she's
on a chili dog.
I knew
now.
It was coming. I was just waiting for it. I knew it was coming. This woman, she was sleeping with some other guy, and she had two kids, and she's married. She comes home and uses a katana sword to kill her husband. She was thinking it would look like a suicide. He's asleep, so she's like, if I get him while he's on his back asleep, I'll just stab him in the chest. It'll look like he. What are you talking about? Just get a divorce. By the way, he woke up, surprise, surprise, when she stabbed him, started fighting back, and she hacked him like 137 times, and then went and smothered the kids. I'm like, what? Because you wanted to sleep with this guy. And this was her thing, too. The guy that she had been having sex with, he's like, I can't see myself dating someone who's married with kids. This is not what he meant, ma'am. He didn't mean like, oh, you killed your husband and your kids are dead? Now I can date you. What he's saying is he doesn't want to date you. He just wants to sleep with you. It's not because your kids are alive. I mean, it sort of
it is.
But, right, but
well,
this isn't going to fix it. This isn't going to fix it.
It is,
because
though.
They exist.
Well, I mean,
right.
It would fix
it's
it.
Because they exist.
If she didn't get caught, it would literally fix it.
No, but I'm saying
she'd be not married and she wouldn't have any kids.
But I don't think this guy's suddenly
I don't think it's worth it if you're saying that, but I mean, if he said, I don't want to marry you because I don't want to date you because you're married and you have kids, and then she killed her kids and her husband, she would no longer have kids or her husband,
right,
which would make
a
question.
A murderer.
Right.
Right.
I also
but he
don't
didn't
think
say he wouldn't
want to
date a murderer.
If a guy says, I don't want to date you because you're married and have kids, what he's saying is, I don't actually want to date you. We're just having sex.
Well, that's not necessarily true.
It could be. And killing
that's
your kids and husband certainly is not a good way to find
it's
out.
It's not worth it, but I'm just saying. You're trying to put
it
out there.
But, you know.
You're trying to put it out there like a DARE officer. I'm just saying, let's be honest. It would handle that situation. But, you know, it causes a lot of other problems when you do that.
It does.
Not worth it.
She got busted. She got blood on her pack of cigarettes. Let that be a lesson to you. She went out for a smoke. She should have just gone out for a smoke and left without killing anybody. Hey,
blood on her smokes.
These states where people are, you know, that have legal weed, which seems like, I don't know, half
blood
the country
on her
now.
Smokes, huh?
Not just legal, but
album name?
Yeah, blood on the smokes. She smoked like
blood on the tracks, blood on the smokes.
Cigarettes after sex. It reminds me of
cigarettes. Okay, yeah,
right. Mm-hmm.
What the hell is it called? Oh, a recreational was the word I was looking for. Recreational marijuana legalized in many, many states.
I've heard of it.
And New Jersey's one of them.
The kids love it.
And this is a problem that we've talked about in the past.
The kids love it.
They do, but it's not just the kids. It's the adults, too.
They love it,
and,
too.
Yeah, they do. And
adults love it.
Adults love it, and police love it, apparently.
Police love marijuana, too, huh?
Yeah, well, at least in New
People
Jersey.
People love marijuana.
This sheriff in New Jersey says, look, I've got officers.
You ever smoked marijuana?
No. I graduated there, dude. What the f***? Like, I can't believe you would even look at me like that with a straight face. Jesus Christ, I've got the T-shirt and everything.
All right, sorry.
My mom could be listening.
I didn't know.
Sheriff in New Jersey, he says, look, we're testing officers for marijuana. Either we tell them that they can't smoke it, which I think is what he wants to do. Just say that cops aren't allowed to take part in the legal marijuana.
They're not?
Or, well, that's what he's saying. We should either tell them that they're not allowed to, or we have to stop testing them, which is, this is an issue for not just police officers, but all kinds of people in their jobs. They get drug tested, and the company says, well, yeah, it's the same drug test we've always done. If you get busted,
yeah,
if you don't
legal.
Pass. Right, even if it's legal. In a lot of states where it's legal, they can still lose their job because there's something that says, you know, you got to pass the drug test. And that's what the sheriff is saying. His cops, his officers have to go through the same thing. So, look, we need to figure out the law better because it's not written very well. Can the cops smoke it? If they can smoke it, then we need to stop testing them. And it's not just cops. I would say it's tons of people
Everybody.
That we hear from who have to get drug tested for work.
Hunterdon County Sheriff Frederick Brown is calling on lawmakers to pass a bill that clarifies how the law enforcement community should handle marijuana among officers. He specifically wants to exclude officers from being able to use it.
The other side of that would be to remove marijuana as one of the tested drugs. And then we wouldn't know unless somebody was showing signs that they were under the influence.
Yeah. So he's saying one or the other. He says he'd prefer, it sounds like, to just tell them that they can't smoke it, but then the other option is just get rid of the testing. And the only way we'd know is if they show up to work stoned, then they can get in trouble, I guess. Just like you can get in trouble if you show up to work drunk.
Sure.
Right, but we know tons of people. Well, not here, but
okay. I was like, wow,
tons of people.
Holy
have to get
yes,
to, yeah, it's
is that
rough
in our
out
handbook?
There. It's rough out there.
I've been
not
here for 20
here.
Years.
There is no handbook. They don't know you're here.
Okay, because I was shocked.
Yeah, they think
that scared me for a second.
Coupon. That's why your check has someone else's
are about
name
to
on
change.
It. Yeah. Yeah, well, they will. If we don't get our act together and come up with something funny like sucking on chili dogs, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.